This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado's hot weather continues, Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says this summer has actually been fairly mild so far.
I think when you look at these days that get hot like this, we look at streaks, right? So far, the longest streak of 90-degree days that we've seen so far this summer has been a six-day streak. The longest streak of 90-degree-plus days, 24 days in a row. That was back in 2012 and 2008.
The average summertime high in Denver is 88 degrees, and July is typically the hottest month of the year. Apartment rents in Metro Denver keep falling. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The average rent in Denver declined 3.7% during the second quarter from the same time last year. That's from a new report from the Apartment Association of Metro Denver. Rents started falling late last year, according to the report. Developers built a ton of new apartment buildings in recent years, and many of those are coming online, increasing the supply and bringing down prices. Landlords are struggling to fill up the new units, so they're forced to lower rents or offer concessions, like a couple of months of free rent, to attract tenants. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The new CEO of the Center on Colfax says the LGBTQ community will not be silenced by political pushback from the White House, which has targeted DEI initiatives and trans people. Kim Salvaggio took over the center in May.
This isn't new to us. It's not new to face different legislation, to face different things that are wanting to push us back in time. And the queer community, we're not going anywhere. We're here, we're resistant, we're resilient.
Salvaggio says more than 500,000 people took part in Denver's Pride celebration this year. The center is the region's largest LGBTQ community center. This is CPR News and KRCC.